Today, the Arizona Department of Health Services reports 2,335 new cases of COVID-19 in our state. That brings the total number of cases here to almost 153,000. There were also 89 more related deaths reported today. Another grim threshold was broken as the total number of Arizonans who lost their lives to COVID crossed 3,000. But those numbers actually mark some good news for the state, according to Joshua LaBere, executive director of ASU's Biodesign Institute. We'll hear from him next about those latest COVID-19 trends here in the state and the importance of rapid testing here and across the country to allow us to reopen.
There's pretty solid evidence now that Arizona has leveled off. We thought so last week, and those numbers have continued. Unfortunately, we've leveled off at a much higher number than we used to be leveled off at. So the first time we leveled off, we were seeing hundreds of new cases a day. Now we're leveling off with thousands of new cases a day. So we need to now turn that corner and actually reduce those numbers. We need to come back the other direction. But it is certainly encouraging to see that we've leveled off. And I think it's an important message because it says that when we follow these guidelines, when the governor reinstituted mask wearing and, you know, social distancing and closing bars and preventing people from having large, you know, gatherings of people, that works. There's no doubt about it. That, you know, there has been a positive effect from all of those changes. So we just need to keep that foot on the brake. We need to keep that pressure on. We can't let up now. We need to get the numbers down from the thousands we see every day of new cases to, you know, much lower numbers of new cases every day to get where we really want to go. But it has certainly been beneficial.
So do you think that doing what we're doing now will result in that, or do you think more needs to happen from a policy standpoint?
I think the combination of continuing the pressure that we are currently maintaining, doing all the things we're currently doing, plus getting enough testing in place so that we can quickly identify who has cases and get them isolated, I think that combination will go a long way. I don't know that we necessarily need to add new things. In fact, I think it's encouraging to see that even though the economy is largely opening up right now, we are still able to get those numbers down. As long as people stay at home as much as they can, they wear masks, they distance, all those things have helped.
So as we look at the way that testing is happening here in Arizona and really across the country right now, how big of a problem is the lag in results?
I think that is a big problem, and I think that's the big concern here. There are two reasons to do testing. One is just to have a better sense of where things are at. And the other is that the test itself becomes an action that actually helps promote the health of the population. And I think it's the latter part that we're concerned about here. In a sense, the testing itself is one of the interventions we want to use to stop the virus. When people find out that they are positive, they will self-isolate. They will prevent themselves from coming in contact. But that doesn't help if it's 7 days later. By then, it's too late already.
Do you know what the cause is here? Like, does this have to do with backups in labs or just the way that most tests are designed?
I think it's mostly backups in labs. I think my understanding is a lot of these commercial lab suppliers have collected thousands and thousands, even tens of thousands of samples that are sitting on ice and in backlogs for them to test. And I think the capacity is just not there.
So we need rapid testing then to reopen effectively, right? Like, let's take schools, for example. There's such a debate right now about when schools should reopen in-person classes. What does it look like ideally in your mind if we had the rapid testing that we needed to test teachers, staff, students on a daily basis? How could we get to a point where we have enough testing to reopen schools?
Might be challenging to do everybody every day. But certainly, the more testing we have, the better we can manage the reopening process and the safer we can keep our population. So being able to know quickly who has the virus and identify those and get those people isolated will definitely have a beneficial effect. The more cases we know and the more we get those isolated, the quicker we'll be able to reduce the spread and eventually it will peter out.
So how far off are we then from that goal? I mean, that seems like quite a gap. ASU has introduced a 48-hour test, the saliva test, right? But widespread, it seems like most of this is just not here yet.
Right. So I understand that a number of the larger commercial suppliers are looking to do a major expansion towards the middle end of August. And I think that will definitely improve some of the backlog. So I know SnarQuest and others are looking to do that. We also are expanding our capabilities. So we're in the midst of ordering and installing new robots so that we can run more tests. We want to quadruple our daily throughput. So I think everybody's responding, and I think we do need several fold increase. We also have to make sure that people go and get tested. We want to make sure folks are not inhibited in any way from going to get tests.
And then the other question then is, who should get tested? I mean, you can try and get tested in Arizona, but most places are still going to tell you, unless you have symptoms, please don't come.
Right. We don't want to think that way. We believe that it's important to test asymptomatic individuals. We know there's a lot of asymptomatic spread of this virus. In fact, one of the challenges for this particular virus is the huge dichotomy between some people who have virtually no or almost no symptoms and people who die from it. And it's these asymptomatic carriers that are delivering it to other people. And we need to deal with that part of it.
So what do we need, in your opinion, sort of policy-wise, from our leaders, from state, local, federal government, to sort of reach this goal, to be able to test the number of people you're talking about on such a regular basis?
Well, we're certainly hopeful that the federal government and other agencies will continue to support testing, that they will continue to help provide the reagents that are needed to do these sorts of tests, and as well as the resources needed to install the equipment and get the people in place to actually run the testing. We need to expand the capacity for testing quite a bit. And then we certainly a general commitment from everyone to both increase testing in terms of getting tested as well as installing testing capacity.
So it sounds like from your point of view, testing is one of the biggest, aspects of getting past this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what you envision our future like. Like, will our futures be full of rapid testing for this disease or potentially others, where you're doing swabs often to try to make sure that you're safe to be around people? Or is this something that will resolve at some point and we'll go back to quote unquote normal?
I do believe at some point we will get back to normal, but I do think that there is going to be a longer period than we initially thought in terms of getting there. And I think that longer period will include regular testing. Now, one of the other things that I think can help with testing is to move to more simplified sample collection. One of the reasons we shifted to saliva was because we were anticipating our student body population, which is enormous, coming back and realizing that the effort in taking swabs from all those people is going to be huge. And we didn't want to have to do that, in large part because taking swabs requires medically trained personnel. And we think that those medical personnel should be helping patients right now. They should not be in parking lots or in gym buildings taking samples. So one of the other shifts, I think, here is to find types of samples that can be collected that are easy and that you can collect a lot of people in a very short window of time. Things like saliva, I think, are going to be key. But yes, I think for the foreseeable future, the next year or two, we're going to need to be routinely testing people to make sure everyone stays safe.
All right. That is Dr. Joshua LeBaire, Executive Director of ASU's Biodesign Institute. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. LeBaire.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.